Shechnishmas Avigori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas is Echnishmas Daniel Shein of Asher Shul Falaf. Parshas Lech Lecha Hem Hashem Al Avram Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha Mi'vladcha Mi'savicha La'artza Sharecha. So he's leaving his place that he grew up. He's leaving Ur Kasdim. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Nisayim. Big Nisoyan for Avraham Avinu. So there's a famous Medrash, Rabba, on page 5. Amar of Levi, Shtepo Amim Ksiv Lech Lecha. The phrase Lech Lecha is found twice. Where is it found twice? It's found by this week's Parsha, Lech Lecha. And it's found by the Akedah, Lech Lecha Eretz Amoria. So the question was, which was a greater nisayon? So he says, "Einanu yodim ezo chaviva," which was more chaviv. More chashiv. Imashniya imarishona. Was this this lech lecha or the lech lecha of the Akeda? B'mad d'ksiv al eretz hamoria. Here it says it identifies. Here it doesn't say amokam asharareka. Here. Vaikedas of Eretz Hamoria, Havi Hashniya Chaviva Min Rishona. So he says that the Shniya is more Chaviv. So why? Well, how do you see that?
Which one is
Shniya? The Shniya is the Akeda, Parshas Vayera. The Lech Lecha is the Rishona. So you look in the Likutim, it says, Achas Kan Vachas Makedis Yitzchak. For girls, Mandaksiv Eretz Amoria, Havishniya Chaviv Mirishon, Perusho Midpirish Behedia Eretz Amoria. Here it says where it is, Eretz Amoria. Shulchar Hashem, Malcolm Mamakudish Ma'od, Eker Kavratsum Kimechlucha Perusho Vatavatsla. Lachlucha means it's for your benefit. Kisham Tushla Mishlamus on Kis. Vide Paul Amarlo, Sheshulimuscha Tolim Shetrachik Miratsaka, Shulmokum Rahim Tadaber Israel Machla. Sham kedusha yesh bo. V'chak ha'amar on atavosu v'gimlo asher b'sham mokum beis ha'biktash. So ha'amariyo. Ikra kedusha. In other words, first he says he's going to get there to Israel. So that's one thing. You're going to leave. But the other thing is going to go to the mokum ha'biktash. So that's even more chaviv. To be. So the second one is more chaviv to do the second nisayon. To go to the mokum ha'biktash is more chaviv than just stop going to Eretz Israel stop.
Is it possible there's three?
Do you have to come to
that something
else?
Three meaning?
Like
three
instances. Maybe what's the third?
Can't remember.
Yeah, okay. So these. Okay, so in the Sefer Yad Shalom we've been using recently, he wants to explain the Medrash, what's the Chavivus of the. Yeah. The Lech Lecha of the Akedah as opposed to the Lech Lecha of Parshas Lech Lecha. And he quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah, this is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Shabbos Chanukah. Yom HaShem HaSatan, Yigar HaShem B'cha HaSatan, Yigar HaShem B'cha HaBocher B'Yisholayim. At the Esser Mar Morris, that's the Ramah Mipanu, at page 9, it says, Mizeh Yuvan Lufi HaDerech HaRishon, Shat Amiti, Yigar Hashem b'chah ha'bocher b'shalayim. Amar, ki roi b'chuyiv she yitma ha'satan migara rishona b'chlal u migara achron b'frat al hayos ha'satan b'ocher l'zgaber k'neged yipucho b'yushalayim ir ha'tzedek kiyo in amona k'var pachad adonainu Hashem yachshu g'morav g'yit ya. Okay, ki lo yuchal adon ashe tiskov b'imenu. כביכול שלא מן המקום במסירה של הודו לשם שהוא... Oh, so what is he saying here? So if you take a look in the Yad Shalom on page 26. So he quotes the Medrash, Lech Lecho, we don't know which is more Chaviv. And he says, second arrow, Ev Shalomar, Pi Mashkos of Ramah Mipanu, Ala Pasik, Yigra Hashem B'cho Asatov, Yigra Hashem B'cho Abochem Yishulayim. Ki לצד גודל קדושת ירושלים מר הצדק, הסאטן בוחר בו לסגבר שם ביוסר. See, the Satan always likes to start up in places that have greater levels of Kedusha. That's when the Satan picks a fight. He knows where to start up. So he says, כי לצד גודל קדושת ירושלים מר הצדק, הסאטן בוחר בו לסגבר שם ביוסר. Hey, you do. She b'shar mekomos yesh lo la'satan shlichim she'osim shlichuso. You see, the Satan has a lot of messengers. Of Eretz Yisrael, who b'atzmo osa avodoso. The other places, the Satan sends out his shlichim to try to give you a hard time. But in Eretz Yisrael, he shows up himself. But that's lo von ki b'mokam ha'mikdash, and b'mokam ha'mikdash has a higher level of kedusha. Then he puts off his biggest fight. So he says, "Zeh shadoshim medrash eini yadeya be'ezah hayolo nisayin gadol." Hamasha Omar l'eretz ha'moriyah v'yishliach chaviva ki shama yolo his gabrus yosel letzad gadol kedushasa. So that's what Yad Shalom is saying. We don't know which is a bigger nisayin, but the word is, wherever the Satan puts up his bigger fight, then to go there. That's the bigger nisayon. So he might put up a fight when you're in Eretz Yisrael, because that's a Mokum Kodesh, but when you go to Yerushalayim, to Har Habayis, to that area, not necessarily entering, but that area, so then that's a higher level. So then that's a bigger nisayon. So that's one idea, that whatever... You know, that's like when the Ramban writes in the Igeres Ramban, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he sees the places of greater Kedusha and the greater Churban. Kol ha-mekudosh mechaveru mukhro mechaveru. And the idea that some explain, I forget who the original source of this explanation, is that, in other words, there has to be a level of Bechira. So if the place is so kaddish, in order for there to be a real bechira, you have to have a tumah on that level of kedusha. So then it'll be a real. But if the kedusha is so high and the tumah is so low, then it's not it's pasha that you're going to go with the kedusha. So wherever the kedusha is high, the tumah, you know, maybe is on that level to make it a real what. A real bechira, you know, won't be a pasha thing. But then he says a beautiful idea, page 27, from the Chasam Sofer. If you want to see the Chasam Sofer, you have to realize in Chumash there are two classical svarim that are called the Chasam Sofer. One is called the Toras Moshe ala Torah, and one is called the Chasam Sofer ala Torah. Both from the Chasam Sofer. And a lot of times people are looking and they take the wrong... And it's a set of Chasam Sofer HaTorah and a set of Toras Moshe HaTorah. And sometimes... And the words are different. It's not the same, you know. So sometimes people are looking for... And then those are the two classic, and then the other Ksavyads and different things emerged over the years. But if you want to look at page 12, he says, Lech Lecha L'Hanascha L'Tovascha. He broke all the Avodah Zarahs and, you know, and he put them in the fire. So how come he didn't do that in Eretz Yisrael? When he went to Eretz Yisrael, which was full of Avodah Zarah. You didn't see that he was starting a, you know, he was teaching monotheism, but he wasn't making a fight connected the Avodah Zarah. And the Chazal say, Eilcha eitz v'ranan shalom hoya tachta v'Avodah Zarah. Chayin ha'char gavo v'giva. Kedisim v'sachas Avodah Zarah. Lo matzino sheshiber elileihem adraba. Ishtachavel l'vnei cheis v'nichlohem. So he says, like, so he says a very interesting word. He says, Ork asked him, they didn't listen to him. He tried. But he didn't have any Talmidim in Ork asked him. It was, you know, Neshef Nefesh Asher Asu B'Choron, that was later. That was in Eretz Yisrael. Also Nefesh K'mosha, also Be'eretz, Lo Yasham Maki Hashem Ki'im Hu. So he was the only one. No one listened to him in Ork Hashem. He didn't have a following. So he tried his best to be mafrish from Avodah Zarah. And if they would be angry at him and he would kill them, so be it. Malo b'kach. But once he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he was Kori b'shem Hashem, and he had a whole following, so then he didn't have a right anymore. You see, till now, Ork Hashem was his life. So if he wanted to give up his life to try to teach monotheism, even though they might kill him as a result, okay, he's giving up his life for a cause. But once he created Talmidim, he has no right anymore to give up his life, because the Talmidim need him. Okay, Eilu Rishus Limso Nafsho, Lizgaros, Imosam Shalom Shomolo, Velo Lizgairo, Ki Im Yimitim, Ma Yosu Kol Osam Talmidim, Asmuchim Halaroso Vitaroso. See, now it's not about your life, about you anymore. You have a Christ, you Talmidim. Velo Ma Yismach. In other words, you can't say, I'm going to break all the Avodah Zarahs, maybe they'll kill me. But on Derech HaTeva, they will. So you have no right to do it. Maybe a nes will happen and they won't. But you have no right to be so mech on a nes. Ein zem midas chachamim. Ki ulai lo yasol a nes. Ein zem... Rab Moshe nafsho atzmo l'misa al choponim zeh lo rishus. He mafsid the Talmidim. Nimsa be'eretz Yisrael adishin itzgal shemav netzvah lov harbe geirim. He said, "Av Hashem mruchav hashkeit lo yatzarich li itzkotei im rishayim shemay yishma v'achadol yichtol." Nimsa hayol ozeh hanosah v'tovasa. So that's what it means. Hanosah v'tovasa. You see, till now, it's not only going to be for your good. You might get killed. But. You know, you could break all the tzlamim of Nimrod and things like that. But now, go to Eretz Yisrael with Chadoscha l'tovoscha. So that's what he writes here on page 27. Evshel Lomer, Api Mashikos and Chasim Sofer, Levar Milsa, the Tmiya, the Yesh Lachor. So the first pshat, he says, it's a big Nisyonion, Har Hamoria, because that was a higher level Kedusha, so the Sotan is greater. And now he's explaining the difference between the Chasam Sofer's war between Ork Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. So then he says, on the bottom of page 27, the right, Nei Amru Chazal, Mimeim Shal Avoseinu Lo Persha Yeshiva Mehem. Was from the time of our forefathers, the Persian yeshiva, Avram Avinu Zokim Yosheb Yeshiva. He had a yeshiva. Avram Zokim Baba Yonim. Then Yitzchak was his following. Zokim Yosheb Yeshiva. In other words, after Avram passed away, Yitzchak was the continuation. So if he would go ahead and he would shecht his son, that his whole legacy would be, you know, wouldn't continue. Right? Because now there's no continuation. So that was a big design. that once he was Mami Talmidim, so he needed someone to carry on the mantle of the yeshiva and continue with these Talmidim, a future Talmidim. So that was a big nisayon, because there's one nisayon of the to go to Eretz Yisrael, but the high nisayon is to shecht his son and give up everything that he did in the past, because now there won't be a future. So he says, when he left Or Kasdim, it was a big nisayon. He's leaving home. But now, so that was one nisayon, to leave home. The second nisayon is, now he's in Eretz Yisrael. He has a lot of talmidim. And now, you're telling him to shecht it. So to come from Or Kasdim to Eretz Canaan is one nisayon. To go from Eretz Canaan to Shecht Yisam, in Har Mori, that was a second nisayon. Now that was a bigger nisayon. So the first trial we had based on Ramam Mipano, it's a higher level. To go to Har Mori, it's more Kedusha, so it's more Tumah. But here he's saying another word, that to go to Eretz Yisrael is one Madrega, to leave his family, but the other Madrega is now to Shecht your kid, and not just the agony of Shecht your kid, but now there's not going to be any continuation to his yeshiva. So all the talmidim that he produced, what's going to continue with them? There's no continuation. So that was a bigger nisayon.
Because
Yitzchak
was
going to
take over?
Yitzchak would take over, but now if there won't be a Yitzchak, so then it'll be a problem. So that was the second thing. And then he says, the Mokom HaMikdash doesn't say where it is, so on page 28, he says, V'nei Mavuar, Mikli Yakar, Yimash HaNemar Lo Lavram Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, Yisig Avram Sham Chuvin Alar Tzkanan, Fizei Yishlovim Lamalo Gilo, so why did Hashem say, Beferish, right? He just says, Arta Sharecha. Well, why did he tell him Beferish? So obviously, because Eretz Canaan is a special place, it's a Mokum Kedusha. And if the people of the land would hear that Hashem told him to go there, because it's such a special place, they'll try to ruin it. Make tumah there. That's why it says, Vayelech, V'lul V'yotzok, Hiloshu V'yotzok, Mashmid, Sheyotzok Gamri Menamokom, Vayelech, Mashallah, Aleiz Zman, V'yachzer, V'holoch, V'shov, Zer Vayelech Avram, Hainush Avram, Lo Amar, Shehu Cholech, L'tbo Di Rasu, Akholech Al Zman Ma, Ulach Al Zman Yachzok. So Vayelech means, just going for a temporary zman. Hain shomalo el eretz shereka logimo as a mokom mitam chashash v'chein as avram. So he didn't tell them where he's going. So I don't know if this necessarily. This is a different. This is not the answer of that original question. But the answer of the original question, we had those two. There's the mahalach about the satan and the mahalach about losing the talmidim for the future. So you put in so much, and now Hashem's saying, you know, give it all up. There's a couple more things about different things, but that's the main things that I wanted to articulate. The Sionis of Avraham Avinu and how the Nisayon of the Akedah was obviously Afi Pshuto was a harder Nisayon, but even without the Pshuto, it's That's the hardest nisayon, because now he's going to a makom that has a lot of kedusha, so kenegdo there's going to be a lot of tuma, and then he has to, you know, win with that. And then the other thing is the that if he, that an or chasdim, whatever he did, so even he didn't have to, you know, even if they would kill him, okay, they would kill him. He has a right to give up his life, maybe. Maybe, we have to see halacha, but maybe. But once you have talmidim, then you know it's not about you anymore. It's about you. You have a talmid, now you're achroi for the talmid. You know, the late yeshiva of Keren B'Yavna, of Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, always said a vort, I think Rabbi Willick said it from Rav Goldwicht, the late Rav Goldwicht. Ein talmid l'sha'over. There's no such thing as a talmid from the past. Once a Talmud, always a Talmud. That was his motto. Ein Talmud l'sha'over. Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, we're going for a goal with that idea. So that's what the Chasam Sof is saying. Once you have a Talmud, now you're responsible for him forever. So therefore, you're going to start breaking the Tzlamim in Eretz Yisrael. They'll kill you. You have no right now. Because you're achroi, not only to yourself now, you're achroi to other people. You're talmidim. So Mela Avram had achrois now, and that's why he didn't break the tzlomim in Eretz Canaan. In Or Kasdim, he did. He was only, he didn't have the achrois yet of the talmidim. Okay, so these are perspectives on the two lech lechos, the lech lecho be'artzecha, v'ladcha in this parsha, and the lech lecho in next week's parsha. Of the Akedah. Okay, Rabbosai, we're going to continue Chazara. We still didn't finish Chazara. We're continuing Chazara. We are, Sunday we're having earlier Shir. So I, because of scheduling, I'm going to give the Shir. We're continuing Chazara, regular Chazara, to, you know, where we left off. At 10 o'clock, B'siyat HaDishmaya, Bezer Hashem. So let me wish everyone a good Shabbos, Harav Katan, Shabbos Ilan, Shabbos Hess, Shabbos Ranan, Shabbos Roi, Shabbos Yair, Shabbos Avi Arbusfeld, and Shabbos Yonah Moisey, and Yitzchak Carroll, Rabbi Levi, and Avishai Samoa, Gilad Badner, Nathan Bauer, and Moshe Carroll, and Rabbi Avram Levitt, and Avi Arbusfeld, Judah Shitrus, Dr. Presby, Rabbi Hess, Roy Hertzfeld, the Chavis, and who did I leave out? Yair Noller, the Chavis, Rabbi Levitt. Okay, I think I got everybody. Natan Bauer, Yonah Moisey. The camera keeps changing on me, so if I ever forget anybody, never take it personally. I try very hard not to miss anybody. Rabbi Yosef Katani, Ilan, Roy, Gilad, Yonah, and Yitzchak Carroll, Yared Nolan, Natan Bauer, Moshe Carroll, Ezra Hess, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Dr. Presby. Okay, so we'll continue B'siyat HaDishmaya on Sunday at 10 o'clock, Bez Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.
I was saying,
it's
like the Rosh Hashanah.